I'm by remote. This is Elaine Hanson. I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization says Europe again has recorded a new high in the weekly number of coronavirus cases. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
The figure, 927,000, supports the WHO view that the region has continued to show a rapid increase in cases and deaths, noting the continent saw a 25% spike in cases last week and was responsible for 38% of all new cases reported worldwide. The UN Health Agency also says France, Britain, Russia, the Czech Republic and Italy are responsible for more than half of the new COVID-19 cases in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said Wednesday the biggest sticking point in coronavirus relief negotiations remains funding for state and local governments, but added that progress has been made toward a deal. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the White House and the Democratic majority U.S. House of Representatives, quote, are serious about finding a compromise, end quote, on a second massive round of coronavirus aid. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of aid to millions of Americans impacted by the pandemic. The U.S. leads the world in deaths and infections. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said Wednesday his government will not buy China's Sinovac vaccine against COVID-19, just one day after the health minister said it would be included in the nation's immunization program. Bolsonaro said on social media, quote, for sure, we will not buy the Chinese vaccine, end quote, responding to a supporter who urged him not to buy it. The president said the issue would be clarified later in the day. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.